flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Top of the 8 o'clock hour in our nation's capital, here on this Monday night edition of Overtime. It's the youngest of Charles and L. Willingham. I will take you up to 10 o'clock in about 25 minutes. We'll go live out to New Orleans on Radio Row, the home. New Orleans, by the way, the home of Super Bowl 59. Eagles and Chiefs coming up on Sunday. We get a big game preview, plus look ahead of the Commanders offseason with a guy, Nate Tice of YahooSports.com. So make sure you are around for that conversation. Always love getting the chance to catch up with my guy, Nate. Right now, what we're discussing is the Washington Commanders in this big-time offseason that is on the horizon. My thoughts on this have been the same. This is the most pivotal offseason of this rebuild. I will continue to say it. By far. Striking while the iron's hot, capitalizing on what you have, that is an elite quarterback on a rookie deal. How do you capitalize and maximize that? It ain't going to be easy. That's what I want to now start to lean into and really make you all aware of. It ain't easy. I understand there are names out there that become available. I understand that there are players out there that some of you have an affinity for. And you think, well, we got to get them. How do we not get this guy? I'll tell you how you don't get them. Washington is one of 32 teams in the National Football League. They're not going to get everybody. You're not going to agree with every decision that they make. There are going to be guys that they choose to walk away from from last year's team that you don't agree with. There are going to be free agents that they don't acquire that you're going to be upset with. But what was my slogan last year? It remains true this year. We are at the mercy of the evaluator. Point blank, period. Adam Peters and company have earned the trust based on the moves he made in year one. His first offseason here in D.C., based on those moves, hey, I trust him with my life at this point. He is going to put together the best roster possible. He's going to be aggressive. He's not going to be shy. And I love that about him, man. I love that about him. There's a situation on our hands, though. Earlier today, Myles Garrett of the Cleveland Browns, reigning Defensive Player of the Year, multi-time All-Pro, officially requested a trade out of Cleveland. And those of you that aren't familiar with Myles Garrett, since entering the league in 2017, only T.J. Watt has more sacks than him, and he's played 5 more games. 103.5 sacks since 2017. He's averaging 15 sacks per season. It's big time stuff out of Myles Garrett. He is a one percenter at the position. He is available. The question is, if you're Washington, how much is too much? How much are you willing to offer the Cleveland Browns to acquire a guy of Myles Garrett's caliber? And what I continue to say on this situation, there's no price too much for Myles Garrett. The only thing I wouldn't give up for Myles Garrett is Jayden Daniels and Terry McLaurin. Those are probably the only two untouchables when it comes to Myles Garrett. Maybe I'd throw Frankie Louvu in there as well. But, like, there aren't, the list isn't long. Whatever Cleveland wants, you got it, Andrew Berry. You got it, Jimmy Haslam. What do you want? This is a guy that leads the NFL in sacks routinely. The reigning defensive player of the year. And you're telling me he's available? See, this is the difference. I would understand if Washington was in a traditional rebuild, is what I would describe it as. They're not. This is not a traditional rebuild. This is different. This is different. You completely outkick your coverage in year number one. You found your long-term answer at quarterback. And quite honestly, you fostered and developed a culture in your building where you got the most out of everybody. You don't think adding Myles Garrett to that recipe would make the dish much more tastier? That's how I look at it. They're in position to do this. They're in position to be aggressive because of how good the quarterback is and because of the resources that they have. That's why it's an exciting time. This, to me, it's the most pivotal. It's the most exciting offseason as well. And I was saying it this weekend, man. Myles Garrett ain't going to be made available, man. Myles Garrett ain't actually going to ax out, is he? Here's the thing. Cleveland, right, owns Myles Garrett pretty much. He only gets moved if they choose to move him. Now, the interesting thing here is if you are Cleveland, it actually makes a crazy amount of sense to move on from Myles Garrett. When you consider where their franchise currently stands. Bad cap situation, and you need assets. And this is a draft, this is the ironic part about this. This is a draft that is flush with edge rush help, especially at the top. Look no further than Penn State's Abdul Carter. Best defensive player, well, second best defensive player in this class behind Travis Hunter, in my opinion. A game changer at the position. So if you are Cleveland, you own what the number, what's Cleveland picked? Second this year in the draft? You own the number two overall pick? Go get him. Go get him if you're Cleveland. You can draft Abdul Carter at number two overall and then that's your Myles Garrett replacement, right? That's your Myles Garrett replacement. And then the picks that you get in exchange for Garrett, you use that to supplement the rest of your roster. Now, Daniel Jeremiah of the NFL Network, one of their draft specialists, or draft analysts, rather, basically put out the disclaimer that, hey, if you're Cleveland and you're going to sell off Myles Garrett, future firsts are more valuable than current firsts. This is not a super strong draft. You talk to folks that cover this thing on a daily basis. Picks 20 through 60 in this draft, you are going to get a similar level of player in terms of talent. The talent discrepancy from pick 20 to pick 60 ain't all that big of a deal. Ain't all that big of a difference. So if you are Washington, or excuse me, if you are Cleveland, Washington's pick number 29, and I'm a homer saying this, being honest and objective here, it ain't really valuable. You want next year's first. You want the year after that's first. Because this year, the class is a crapshoot, especially when you consider the most glaring need that Cleveland has, and that's at the quarterback position. They need a quarterback. Point blank. They need a cheap one. So the question that I'll pose out to you all on the MGM National Harbor Lister lines, you can tweet at me as well. It's at N-E-L-L underscore BTP. If you are Adam Peters, how aggressive will you be in trying to acquire Myles Garrett? I continue to say it. There is absolutely nothing. I gave you my untouchables. Jaden Daniels would be untouchable. Terry McLaurin would be untouchable. Frankie Louvu will probably be untouchable. That's it. Who else are you not willing to part ways with to acquire a guy of that caliber? He is quite literally a top five player in the NFL. He is a better defensive. Let me put it to you like this, just how good Myles Garrett is, because I don't think the average fan understands. We always talk about this league relative to the quarterback position, right? Top five. Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Burrow, Mahomes. He is a better defensive end than Joe Burrow is a quarterback. You get what I'm saying? He's that good. This is hands down the most impactful defensive player in this league. So there's nothing that I'm not willing to part ways with outside of the three untouchables I gave you. Jaden, untouchable. Goes without saying. Terry, untouchable. Frankie Louvu, untouchable. What would be untouchable for you? What would be too much for you to give up? 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Athens is in Annapolis. What's up, Athens?
Hey, you know, I was just saying that, you know, it's, I would give up. Obviously, you'd offer your first rounder for this year, and maybe John Allen or maybe Duran. I don't know how it all works out with the numbers. But what I do know is this. You don't have no powder puff schedule playing the Browns and the Titans and the Carolina and some of the teams they played next year. You're going to be in some primetime games, and you couldn't stop the run against you or me if we were lined up against them this year. That's
damn,
how bad it
you're
was.
You're damn right.
So, I mean, they've got to be very methodical how they want to do this, because what you were saying earlier about the wide receivers, we don't need wide receivers here that can't stay healthy. And as much as I like T. Higgins, it's not much different to me than Cooper Kupp. You're missing five or six games a year. You need to be available if you're going to make that kind of money. But they need to be very methodical in how they want to do this, because they have to shore up a lot of spots on defense. And don't forget the offensive line, too. Our offensive line was above average last year, but we need to get bigger. We need to get better. We need to get more athletic. We don't have speed on this team. We lack speed at a lot of positions. So, I mean, I'm all for trading our first rounder for Miles, but from there, I don't know how much more you offer. Maybe another one of our quote-unquote franchise defensive tackles, but then you got to figure out the numbers from there, because – they got Murderer's Row next year, brother, and you know, everybody's. I know Jaden is a Houdini, but you're going to be playing some damn good teams next year, and they're going to have a really good support and cast around them. They got the cap space, and they've got the draft capital. Let's see what they do with it.
Hey, appreciate your call as always. Look, there's nothing I wouldn't give up for Myles Garrett. That to me is edge rusher is the most important thing to address this offseason. I get that the offensive line is not perfect. But in terms of impact, do you understand how it changes the dynamic of this team if you have a 15 sack per year guy in this defense? Think about the way Micah Parsons was used in Dallas and the way that they are able to scheme up a rush. I mean, there's nothing that I'm not willing to give up for Myles Garrett, man. I think you may have came skinny as far as the picks go. And what do our first-round picks matter at this point anyway? It's 29th this year. Next year, you're probably picking in the 20s. The hell with the first-round picks. You are in win-now mode. Go get it.
What about Marshawn Lattimore?
If they're interested in him, sure.
But what does that do for picks? That saves you potentially saving some draft picks if you include him in a package.
So whether or not they, and I think the Lattimore discussion is interesting, I'm bringing in cornerback competition regardless. Like, I am bringing in more bodies at corner. So moving off of Marshon Lattimore kind of just exacerbates your problem because you need bodies in there. But, yeah, I like to your point, you have some veterans that may be of interest to other teams, Marshon being one of them. But if you're Cleveland, you're already dealing with an oft-injured corner in Denzel Ward who has a scary concussion problem. So I don't know how inclined they'd be to take another injury risk at that position, but I think your point is, yeah, I'd move off of Marshon Lattimore. I may move off of Mikey Sanders still if they ask for him. This is Myles Garrett. And I know that's going to be met with some pushback from folks. This is the best defensive player in the sport. There's really nobody outside of the Jaden, Terry, Louvre, I don't even know, that would be off limits for me. I'd have a really hard time saying no to whoever they ask for because I know what I'm getting. A guy that doesn't miss games, a guy that is literally the best defensive player in the sport, and he wants to win. That's what I appreciate about Myles Garrett. It's not a contractual situation, right? And he doesn't have any more guaranteed money left from Cleveland on the deal. But that's not why he's asking out. He wants to win. He was very open, honest, and transparent about it. He wants to win, point blank. And that's where it gets interesting. If you're Myles Garrett, is Washington the most favorable destination for you? I don't know. You would have to ask him that. But there's nothing I'm not willing to give up. He is that damn good. And when I say nothing, you understand that nothing is, I'm not, Jaden's off the market. No, there's nothing you can give me. I don't even know if I'd take Pat Mahomes for Jaden Daniels right now. Seriously, I probably wouldn't. When you consider the age, the contract, and the caliber of the player, I mean, I'd think about it. Because Pat's Pat. But hell no, I probably wouldn't do it. He's too young of an asset. He's too rich of a piece, man. He is the cornerstone of this franchise. It's great that we get to say that. But, like, the bigger point, like, there's nothing I wouldn't give up for this kid. Talk about Myles Garrett. And I mentioned Frankie Louvu because I'm just thinking about guys that are under contract. You know who they probably want? Dorrance Armstrong, another defensive end, who, by the way, if we're looking at Adam Peters talking about swings and misses and areas where he didn't hit, Dorrance Armstrong is one of them. Came on at the end of the year, not as good as I thought he'd be. 1-800-636-1067, the number. On the MGM National Harbor Listener Lounge, you can tweet at me as well. It's at @NELL_BTP. Myles Garrett officially requesting a trade earlier today from the Cleveland Browns. The question is, how much is too much to give up for Myles Garrett? If you're just now tapping in, I don't think anything is too much. I'd give up 3 first-round picks. I would give up Frankie Louvu or John Allen. You gotta give up stuff to get good stuff back, point blank. And I don't know how familiar the DMV region is with Myles Garrett. I tried to give you all some numbers. Only T.J. Watt has more sacks since Myles Garrett entered the league in 2017. And Watt only has 6.5 more sacks. And Watt played in 5 more games. So it is hard for me to find a situation in which I'm not trading for this guy. He is the creme de la creme. It doesn't get any better at the defensive end spot. It doesn't get any better as a defensive player in the National Football League than Myles Garrett. I mean, he is that damn good. So look at his numbers the last 4 years. Since 2021, people, 16 sacks, 16 sacks, 14 sacks, 14 sacks. And guess what? Guess what? He's missed 2 games in the last 4 years. Myles Garrett has missed 2 games in the last 4 seasons. You got to take a flyer on him. And it's not a flyer. You got to go out and do whatever it takes to acquire this type of talent. He is big time. He is as marquee as they come. Game-wrecking defensive players do not grow on trees. Washington has the capital to go get them, and I do what it takes at all costs to make it happen. Outside of trading Terry, outside of trading Jaden Daniels, everybody else would be up for grabs, man. This is Miles bleeping Garrett we're talking about. What's too much for you? 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Tracy is in Woodbridge. What's up, Tracy?
Hey, what's going on, man?
What's going on, brother? How you doing?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you, brother.
Yeah, I got my car phone on.
Oh, no, you're good,
bro. Bruh, it's a whole lot of monsters out there. It's a whole lot of monsters out there right now. You know what I'm saying?
What do you mean by that?
I'm saying we can't spend a whole lot of money for that. We can trade in you know, the whole thing, man. We can find somebody that's out there right now that's hungry.
Instead of Miles Garrett?
We don't have to spend a whole lot of money. We can find the next Miles Garrett.
Yeah, see, I just don't think the next Miles Garrett exists. See, that's why I made the statement. Maybe you're a team that focuses in on the Commanders during the entire regular season. Do you realize this is a first ballot Hall of Famer you're talking about? Do you realize this is quite literally, in his prime, the best defensive player in the sport? He is the most impactful pass rusher, for my money, of the 2000s. He's just been on a piss-poor Browns team.
Oh, well, yeah, okay, I got that. I understand that. But, bruh, there are so many more people out there like that, though. So many more people out there.
There literally are not so many more. Name me a guy. That has racked up 15 sacks on average the last 4 years. I mean, it's just they don't grow on trees. Is my thing. I get what you're saying, right? There's other ways to address it. I get what you're saying. You can go free agency.
What I'm saying is we can go out there and find the same way we found Jaden Daniels
by drafting him. And I get that, but you understand?
Absolutely.
It's increasingly difficult to think that you're going to go pick the next Miles Garrett. You think Cleveland, when they picked him at 1-1 overall, thought he was going to be this good? He is a the label generational talent gets thrown around a hell of a lot in the NFL.
Yes.
He is a generational talent.
Yes, they thought he was going to be this good. Yes, that's why they picked him.
Yeah, I just don't know. Yeah, it's interesting.
That's why they picked him.
For sure. And, Tracy, I appreciate the call, brother. We're up against the break. A lot of people, and PJ tweets at me and says, you be talking crazy, man, about what you're giving up for one player. You did the same thing last year for that quarterback in Chicago. What the hell are y'all talking about? Everybody that's called in is against good. What's wrong with you people? Do I need to go on? You know what? Drastic times call for drastic measures. There is no way. And I'll make a poll about it on Twitter. We can do whatever you want. There is no way. There's no way, there's no way, there's no way. You are going to sit here and try and tell me that Miles Garrett is not worth it. What the hell is wrong with y'all? Let's go to Ricky in Ashburn. Ricky, bring some sense to the conversation, please. What are y'all talking about?
You lost your mind.
I've lost my mind? How?
Yeah. Are we one piece away from like, is he the last piece of the puzzle? I don't think so.
He may be. You don't know.
You're giving up three-round picks? You said three first-round picks.
Let me ask you this, Ricky. Let me ask you this, Ricky. In what way do you realize our first-round pick this year is pick number 29? Next year, it's going to be late 20s again because we're good. The value of the first-round pick here in Washington is not the same as what it once was because of how good the team is.
Sorry, go ahead.
Ricky, go ahead, brother. Go ahead.
Yeah, so no, we're a different organization. We actually have structure and people in the right places that actually know how to draft. This is Vinny Serrato era, if you think about it, right? We actually can utilize talent and draft well at the right spot. I think we're not – like, that's giving up a – like, giving up the house, giving up the farm, man, for a
Do you understand
like that.
What you're giving up the farm for?
He's about to be 30. He's about to be 30, Miles.
Dude, I don't care if he's about to be – he is a generational pass rusher. He is the best defensive player in the National Football League. There's too much to give up for him outside. I get what you're saying, Ricky, and I appreciate the call. I don't know. Y'all have lost me with this one. And I give you all a ton of credit when it comes to your football acumen and things of that nature. Y'all done lost y'all damn mind if you think that giving up multiple first-round picks is too much for a guy of Myles Garrett's ilk. Do you realize that he is quite literally, you can make the argument, he may be the best defensive lineman of the 2000s. Now, Michael Strahan, obviously a beast, but he's in that ilk. This is 15 sacks on average. He doesn't miss games. I mean, you can't go wrong with this. He is quite literally the best defensive player in the sport. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Is it too much? Three first rounders is what I'm starting with. I'd give up 29 and then your next two first rounders for a guy like Myles Garrett. Is it too much? There's only Jaden Daniels, Terry McLaurin, and really that's where the list stops for me in terms of untouchables on this roster that I would be willing to part ways with to acquire a talent like Myles Garrett. They don't grow on trees. He is a freakazoid. Would it be too much for you? Your call's next here on The Fan.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy five and get five free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, or Smartwater beverages of various sizes. 16-count fresh baked cookies and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Boy, do we got a ton to talk about. MGM National Harbor Lister Lines. One slot is open at 1-800-636-1067. So, Youngest and Charles Adele Willingham, I'll take you up to 10 o'clock. Nate Tice of Yahoo Sports going to join us in the 9 o'clock hour. Actually, to push back a little bit, because this topic obviously has people up in arms. Myles Garrett. I know the term generational pass rusher gets tossed around a hell of a lot here in the NFL and in the sports landscape. He is quite literally a generational talent. And the former All-Pro officially requested a trade earlier today from the Cleveland Browns. He wants to win. In an offseason for Washington, where you reach the NFC Championship for the first time since 91, where you've got a top five quarterback on a rookie deal in a litany of cap space, this is the time to be aggressive and address your most glaring hole on this roster. Let's just be open, honest, and transparent about it. This is the most glaring need for Washington. Talking about that pass rusher spot. Some of you all are going to say, well, Dante Fowler had 10 and a half sacks. Dante Fowler's 10 and a half sacks were the quietest 10 and a half sacks you will ever see in an NFL season. Well, look at Dante Fowler's snap count against the Philadelphia Eagles in the NFC Championship game. He can't set the edge. He's a pass rushing specialist. Myles Garrett is a bona fide game wrecker. 15 sack per year guy, all-world personality, tremendous work ethic. He's everything you want in a defensive player. He is the best defensive player in the NFL. Outside of Michael Strahan, and J.J. Watt had his time where he was on freakazoid mode. You can make an argument, Myles Garrett, the best damn pass rusher, the best damn defensive end of the 2000s. And you're not willing to trade multiple first-round picks for him? Here's my thing about the first-round picks. We picked 29th this year. Next year, if things go as planned, you're probably picking late 20s again. So in reality, the value of your first-round pick ain't the same, and you got to strike while the iron is hot. I think they showed you at the trade deadline the mentality here. They're going to be aggressive. They understand where we currently sit as a franchise. It's go-get-it time. Point blank. So you got to strike while the iron's hot, man. Enough with sitting on your – look, this isn't – I know what people think. It reeks of the old Dan Snyder regime. This ain't that. This is a bona fide generational stud that doesn't grow on trees, and he's available. Go to Manny in D.C. What's up, Manny?
Yo.
What's going on, brother?
How you doing? Look here, man. Look here, man. Glad to talk to you. You know how we do. You know how we go back and forth. So let me tell you again, man. Because last week I had to ride with you, but I'm gonna ride with you again, man. But I'm gonna propose a scenario, right?
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna give him 29 this year. I'm gonna get him 32 next year because we're gonna bowl him. You did.
Mm-hmm.
Jonathan Allen.
Well, that's interesting. He may be enticing to Cleveland.
I mean, if we trade him or cut him, we save ourselves $16 million.
For sure. So I wouldn't mind throwing him in the deal. I agree.
You see what I'm saying? I'm going to throw him in on icing because, see, they'll look at him, okay, we're getting a dog back. They think he, you know, a dog. But, see, there's a difference between a goon and a goblin. You dig what I'm at?
It's the difference between
a dog and a wolf.
Come on now.
And Myles Garrett is a demon.
Yes.
Demon dog. You see?
I feel you, man. Come on now. You know I'm in tune.
You don't understand. First rounders are good. Defensively this year, first round is going to be heavy, especially when we need a stud at on the line. One of the youngsters, 29, to come in on the O-line or D-line. It'll come in crucial, but we got to have a pick. We going to get Myles Garrett, right? Myles Garrett, he's a game wrecker, right? We can't break our defense up. You said something about breaking it. Yeah.
I'm not talking about breaking the defense up, though, but I'm saying if Cleveland says, all right, we'll give you Myles Garrett, give us 29, Frankie Louvu in a second rounder next year. You're not doing that?
Yes.
So that's what I'm saying. And we got a bunch of calls, yes. Manny. I appreciate you chiming in as always, brother. 1-800-636-1067. Doug is in D.C. What's going on, Doug? Doug, what's going on, brother? Doug, are you there, my friend? He too busy laughing at the last damn call. Doug, we'll throw you back on hold. Let's go to Saeed out in Upper Marlboro. What's going on, bro?
Hey, bro. I agree with you. I would do at least two. Honestly, you know what I would really do is if you've ever had sushi before and you get like a combo at the sushi restaurant, they put that menu in front of you. It's got all your options and you got a little checkbox next to it, right?
Mm-hmm.
I would go to Cleveland. I'd put my entire roster short of 17-5. I'd put the whole roster on that sushi menu. I would look at the ownership for Cleveland and say, you just put a check box, put a check in any box, pick three, pick four, whatever you're looking for, because DC keeps forgetting what it's like. Like, we still want to bring back Charles Mann. Right?
Because he was that dominant. Back, it's different when you got one of them.
Because people are forgetting the fact that, like you said, we've got 3 to 4 years before our salary cap looks like turns back into pumpkin when Jaden Daniels signs for $70 million a year or something crazy. We've only got a certain amount of time. You bring that guy in. If you got to give up Allen, you got to give up Payne, one of the two, you know, you do it. You got to, you know, whatever you got to do. And then if he comes here and he's on the same line with Payne and Allen, bro, do you remember what Brown said when we lost to Philly? Do you remember when they said, what do you think about the Commanders? Do you remember what he said?
They got to fix
the defensive line.
Yep.
He didn't even say, get yourself a safety. You guys need a better offensive guard. He said, fix your line. Your own opponent is telling you what you need.
Boom.
What are we going to get? And that other caller, by the way, who said, we just go find the next
grow on trees, Saeed.
And you know what?
No,
we can do it. We can do it, bro, we're at it.
We're up against the clock. I appreciate you as
let's
always.
Go get the
I'm,
next
glad, I'm glad
Taylor
you got
too.
Some common sense about you. See, this is my whole thing. It ain't perfect. You're going to have to give up something to acquire a talent of that magnitude. But it's not like he's got some bad track record of being a bad teammate, or he's lazy, or he's oft injured. Myles Garrett embodies everything that you want in a professional athlete. He's literally perfect. That's how I feel about it.
You also have to remember that he also has to sign an extension.
Fine.
As long as he wants to sign an extension here.
Yes.
And if the team wants to trade him, I mean, there's a lot of hurdles just for this to even be a conversation.
To your point, it isn't a 1-2 punch, so to speak. It isn't something that just, boom, can happen in the snap of a finger. But I would guess that the relationship, well, I guess I can't assume that. Because Cleveland doesn't want to move Myles Garrett. They're doing the bit right now where they're going to play hardball. Andrew Berry has already come out and said, hey, we're not trading Miles. But they're going to trade Miles because they have the number 2 overall pick. Abdul Carter out of Penn State, a Myles Garrett replacement, is staring at you in the face. Why not recoup extra assets, move on from a 29-year-old, wish him the best, and try to revamp your franchise if you are the Browns? But the question on the MGM National Harbor List of Lines is, how much is too much to acquire pass rusher Myles Garrett? We'll take your calls on that next. 1-800-636-1067, the number on the MGM at National Harbor List of Lines. You can tweet at me as well. It's at NELL_BTP. It's the youngest of Charles and L. Willingham. Rod with you for about another hour and change as we take you up to 10 o'clock here on this Monday night edition of Overtime. In the final hour of Power, we're creeping up upon it. Our pal Nate Tice going to join us from Radio Row down in New Orleans at the Super Bowl. We get his thoughts on the current topic we have. Should the Washington Commanders go out and be aggressive in trying to acquire all-pro defensive end Myles Garrett? Some numbers real quickly on Garrett. Myles Garrett, since 2017, only T.J. Watt has more sacks than Myles Garrett. And it's only 6 more sacks. Watts played in 5 more games. When I look at Myles Garrett, maybe you all don't understand completely his impact because he is playing in football Siberia, being Cleveland. But the last 4 seasons, dating back to 2021, 16 sacks, 16 sacks, and then 14 sacks the past 2 years. And over the last 3 seasons, Myles Garrett, 9 forced fumbles. Can I repeat that for you? Over the past 3 seasons, 9 forced fumbles from Myles Garrett. It doesn't get much better than this. He is quite literally the best defensive player walking God's green earth. And at 29 years old, a guy that takes care of himself, a guy that is the ultimate pro, I don't have a problem giving up draft capital trying to acquire this guy. I don't. Whether it's one first-round pick, two first-round picks, three first-round picks, I do it. Now, I think the price isn't going to end up being that steep, but if it gets there, then so be it. The hell with the 29th pick. You think I mind parting ways with pick 29? And that's my thing that I don't know that you all are taking into consideration. When you win games at the clip Washington won them this year, that's expected to be the new norm around here, by the way. Your first round pick, the value of your first round pick gets diminished severely. So this is what I said to start this whole thing. It's the most pivotal offseason of this rebuild. You must strike while the iron is hot, and you must make aggressive decisions. One of those aggressive decisions is going to be what? Acquiring Myles Garrett. You got to swing for the fences in this situation. I know maybe I threw you all off or rubbed you the wrong way. Jaden Daniels would be the only guy I consider untouchable in this situation. Point blank. Him and Terry McLaurin, maybe. Other than that, do what you can to go get this guy. Rick is in Waldorf. What's up, Rick?
How are you?
I'm good, brother. How you doing?
All right. I must say the last segment you made sense when you say give up a first, a second, and maybe I'd give up John Allen. You don't mortgage a team's future by giving up three first-round picks for all-world defensive end. If you do that, you lose all your future bargaining chips. We have too many needs on offense, linebacker, cornerback, home run hitting running back. You cannot give up all that. Yes, we had a great season this year without a doubt, but it's not guaranteed next year. You don't know. We're one injury away from a disaster. If Jaden gets hurt, everything goes by the wayside. You cannot give up that many draft picks. Say you need a receiver. You might need another number one to go out and get a Jefferson or Neighbors or Chase. You just can't give up that type of capital. Luckily, we have adults running the team now. I'm sure they won't give up three number ones.
Are you saying that I'm not an adult, Rick? Can I open you up to my thought process? First of all,
but I'm not
when
saying
I,
you're not an adult.
No, I know. I'm just messing with you. I'm just messing with you.
I know.
Three first-round picks is really two first-round picks, if I'm being real. Because 29, you barely have a first-round pick this year. Barely.
I agree with you on that.
So, 29, throw it out the window. Next year, I mean, like you said, barring something catastrophic, you're probably picking in the 20s again next year. In the draft, man, when you have a talent evaluator that is as sharp as Adam Peters is, you give him picks, he will find players. Doesn't necessarily have to be a first-round pick. He will find players. And if you look at his draft track record, Rick, in San Francisco, his third through sixth-round picks, far better than the guys he drafted in the first round. So it's just multiple ways to look at it. Rick, I appreciate the call. As always, 1-800-636-1067 is the number. It's just tough for me. Vic, if you got it ready, I sent you, or actually I didn't send it over to you. It was quite interesting to hear Jeremy Fowler of ESPN sort of try and sort through what Washington or any other team would have to consider when making a deal for a guy like Myles Garrett. To me, it is going to be fascinating to see what type of bidding war teams get into for this guy. He's that damn good, is my opinion. I think he's that good to where, hey, it is worth giving up big-time capital. CJ is in D.C. What's up, CJ?
What's up, man?
What's going on, brother? How are you?
I'm good, man. I almost hung up. I almost hung up, man, on your last segment. You hit all my points. I think one of the big things we got to realize, man, it's hard to win in the league. And when you're in a position to win, or at least have a shot to win, you got to, like you say, strike while the iron is hot. You know, like you say, with Jaden deal coming up in a few years, right now is the time. If you want to make a move, this is when you make the move. And, you know, we get caught up a lot of times of being in the top of the draft because that's where we've been for for so long.
Right.
You know, we've been drafting at the top, but any GM will tell you your roster is built in the middle of the late rounds because you got to build that depth out.
Yep.
And that's one of the things that got us this year that came to bite us was we didn't have depth. You know, so you have to start. You know, you go for those impact positions, but then you still got to build and evaluate talent. You know, we have to get away, you know, as fans from thinking this is the old regime to where we're just going and signing the next biggest name. You know, you got Jaden coming up in that deal in 4 years. You got Terry that's about to come up. You go get somebody that can help you win right now. You know, I can't tell you how many times I sat there watching games this year, and I'm like, God damn, we can't get to the quarterback. Dude just sitting back there. You know, and then you want to talk about how sorry the secondary is.
CJ, you hit it right on the head. For everybody that's got something to say about Marshawn Lattimore, for everybody that's got something to say about the secondary, I look at it and go, man, if you only had a consistent pass rush.
Yeah, I mean, when you sit back and you just look at even the way teams scheme us up, they know that if we can't do anything else, we can dominate in the box. So we can at least move what's up front. You know, like you said, even with Fowler. Fowler's not setting the edge. We want to get to the edge. We run at Fowler.
Yep.
You know, I didn't see Fowler in a championship game, you know.
You couldn't play him.
Yeah, exactly.
Especially against exactly. Jordan Mailata, big ass, 6'8", 320.
Exactly.
He would have got swallowed.
So when you're talking about a guy like a Myles Garrett is a game wrecker. You have to game plan. That's the thing. We don't have enough guys on really either side of the ball where teams really have the game plan. I think our staff did a great job scheming this year.
Yes.
But you can only scheme for so long. You know, you got to get those impact guys.
I think you noticed it this year, CJ, and I appreciate the call. CJ brings up a good point. When it comes to the job that this defensive coaching staff did, bravo. Kudos to them boys. Coach their ass off. And I'm like, imagine what they do with a talent like Myles Garrett. Final hour of power coming up here on this Monday night edition of Overtime. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, your calls on the other side of the break. How much is too much to give up for all-world defensive in Myles Garrett?
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.